it didn't occur to me, and after I saw the film, and I really liked Meet the Parents, and after I got the role, I looked at it about 6 more times and appreciated it more each time because I thought it was so well constructed. But after the first one, it didn't occur to me that they were going to make a sequel. And then when my kids told me they were, they said, "Dad, you've got to play that part. And I, you know, I don't like to be disappointed. There's many parts I've wanted to do that I didn't get. And I said, "No, I'm not going to get that part because Ben Stiller has a father and a mother that are, they're actors. So I'm sure they'll get them." And I'd read somewhere that he wanted his father to play the part. But when they offered it to me, I took it like that. Well, it was such a good day. That's a good question, because in my youth, when I was youther, I would have said that. But now that I'm less youther, I have no scruples left anymore. I'll do anything. My wife said to me, "Why, you don't have to abide by those. I mean, you can still try to do good work, which is what I do, and you should still work with people that you want to work with. Forget about the size of the part. Forget about if your name's above the title. You want to play a small part in Finding Neverland because you so admire Johnny Depp and the director who did Monsters Ball. Do it." And so a few years ago, I started to do that. And so in terms of your question about sequels, my wife has kind of just changed my whole way of thinking. I want to do good work, and I don't want to go by that kind of stigma. That's a great question, because I can't answer for the rest of the world. When I did Rain Man, and it turned out to be so successful all over the world, I must say I got in conversations with people who had done the film, and I said, "Why is this film so successful? What is it that's appealing on such a universal level?" Because we called ourselves two schmucks in a car. You know, there was no plot. And the feeling that I got, and I talked to some, you know, doctors and specialists, I said, is because we're all autistic to a degree. If you notice, it's easy for you to give a compliment, probably, but if someone was to say to you, "You know, you look really beautiful today. Do you have any idea how beautiful you are?" It becomes so powerful that many times you say, "You did a great," that you sometimes, okay, you get autistic. You can't make eye contact anymore. And that part of autism is because of the emotionality that transfers between two people is just too powerful. And I think with this film, it hits notes. I love the question because, no, you know, I've done some interviews and no one really has asked it. It hits the note of the stereotype of the split in American culture, Judeo-Christian, and that really means reserved, hold it in, don't cry, you know, don't show your emotions, ethnic, let it all hang out. Why not? We're all living together. Show your emotions. Don't have boundaries. You want to say, "Hey, you are sexy," whatever, you say it. Or, "Man, you are," you know, you say it.